ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, May the 9th, 2017 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours, as always. I was sitting here today, buried in my computer, going down the annals of yesteryear, trying to find a show, or two or three or four, that I can do. And I'm keeping a little bit ahead of the game, but my phone rang today. It's about, 2 o'clock this afternoon, Phoenix time, with my buddy on the other end. Hey, did you hear? I said, did I hear what? He says, Donald Trump fired. Well, I'm sure you guys already know, because I'm sure Kelso made a big deal out of it. I didn't listen to him, but, I'm sure he was all over that one. Anyway, Trump just swung a baseball bat and hit the proverbial Democratic hornet's nest. So I didn't watch the news at all today, but I could only imagine what the Democrats are doing right now. They're buzzing around like crazy people. They're saying, we told you so. I'm telling you right now, he got rid of Comey because Comey was investigating the Russians, and I know there's Russian collusion and blah, blah, blah. But the real truth of the matter is, behind the scenes, everybody's sphincter muscles on that side of the aisle, and a few of them on the Republican side of the aisle, are puckering because they don't know what to do next. They had a good stable balance there, you see, because they knew, even though Comey put forth the fact that he was impartial and he could just, he has blinders on when it comes to that. Everybody knew behind the scenes that he was toting the line for the Democrats and he was in Hillary Clinton's pocket. But guess what? Now he's gone. Now, does that mean I'm back on the Trump trail or the Trump wagon? No. The Trump train? No. But like John, and I did catch about 15 minutes, made sure I did, okay, of his show today, I'm standing next to him at the station waiting for something else really positive and enlightening to come up. and it's about that time when you hear a bunch of bad news and you're watching them push through another health care bill, which I know and I predicted has a pre-existing condition clause in it. We'll just have to see as it goes through the Senate. But then you had the false flag with the Bashar al-Assad, and you had the bombing of the air base and North Korea, and all the Senate and all these aircraft carriers are going over there. We're going, oh no, we're back into it now. And then all of a sudden, a balloon goes up, and there's a little bit, just a little tiny bit, folks, of hope there. Now, here's another thing that would really be nice. Think about this for a minute. Let's just say that Trump really went out on a limb and he appointed Trey Gowdy as Attorney General. I'm not talking about a fart in a spacesuit. I'm talking about the whole spacesuit in the Democratic aisle would be diarrhea-ized, okay? So, that being said, now, in going down this rabbit hole and looking back over a couple of the shows that I did with Sonny Bono and, the Hillary death list and all that stuff, this is still going on. But I want to point one thing out, and maybe I'm not paying that close of attention, but we had seen these things happening with, kind of a bit of regularity, with these false flags that were going on, and oh my God, and the gun control. You haven't really seen any of that since Trump's been in office. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think we have, okay? But, the truth of the matter is, in all this, folks, I should be insulted, but I'm not. Why not? Well, because I'll tell you a story. Because I was smart enough, thank God, to one day, long ago, arise from my sofa, break away from the TV set that was teasing my hypnotic state of mind on the false programming that they were feeding me, and I ambled my way over to an internet search engine. Well, that's what began my 2.5, almost 3-month journey, winding through rabbit hole after rabbit hole. And as I look back on the experience, it could remind one of the sort of reparative brain surgery in which all thought of government benevolence faded away, a curtain was lifted, and an ocean of truth was revealed. Now, I have to admit, that wasn't an easy pill to swallow. And as I recall, the revelation was tantamount to losing a loved one, either via death or a divorce. But the recovery was slow, and my children will tell you that I wasn't quite myself for a while. I remember going to a gun show. I was buying bulletproof vests and gas masks and bullets and guns and everything that you could think of to crawl under your bed and not come out until it was over. Well, what manifested after healing was both a blessing and a curse. Though I didn't know it at the time, I was soon to discover my birth into a new society. Arbian's brother sent... No, I'm just kidding. However small in its minority, folks, all participants are instantly bonded. And though many of us have never even met, there is an awareness, a bond of fellowship, of truth and discernment. That was the blessing. Now, although able to now see through the programming, the psyops, the propaganda, etc., constantly bombarded and foisted upon the masses by what is now obviously a malevolent force, the curse is, one cannot unlearn what one has learned. So sadly now, what looks to the majority of a propagandized society is really a minority of conspiracy theorists and crackpots that are a handful of rational and critical thinkers. We are unshackled by the powers of mainstream media propaganda, the pharmaceuticals designed to docilize us, and all the other methods of social control. And now, I'm not sure about you, I can't speak for you. I know the only time I'll really turn on the news is if I want a good laugh, because nothing comes out of their mouth but lies. So, all the world is a stage, as once was said. We now see it as that. Indeed, it all seems staged. Staged to mold public opinion into a false reality. And if one dares challenge said false reality at the wrong time or in the wrong place, it's quite possible to have a psychological evaluation foisted upon you and a psychiatric determination made that one suffers from ODD or oppositional defiance disorder. What? You don't believe the official story of what the government tells you? Oh, you better be careful. They can now literally determine you to be mentally unstable. And if you don't believe me, just go read the Journal of Psychology and Psychiatry. Never in my life have I witnessed events happening in the world at such a feverish pace. Events seen through the eyes of the masses causing fear, unease, discomfort, and a sense of instability of life. Now, seen through the eyes of the minority, like us, with the ability to discern these events, however, we see a comedy of scripted nonsense written by the very psychopaths whose plan is to dominate, to control, to bleed our bank accounts, and later, when we are squeezed dry like a sponge, dispense with our corpses in search of their next victim. Politics, the very term meaning many bloodsuckers. So it seems to the so-called news in modern time has been turned into nothing but a poorly scripted B-movie to promote whatever subject matter the establishment agenda deems important at the time. And there have been many staged events that have unfolded in attempts to play on the emotions and sway the public and inhibit fear in them, sway their opinion in their efforts to relieve us of our rights to defend ourselves under the Second Amendment, under the First Amendment, okay? And tonight's focus is on just one of those events. Now, over the past couple of shows, I've gone back. We were looking at the Hillary death list. We were looking at Sonny Bono's death and just a number of them. And I'm going to go back to that. But tonight, I'm going to focus on something a little bit more recent. That being the Orlando Pulse nightclub alleged massacre. And there's some things here that I uncovered that you may or may not have heard. But then, as we all know, folks, that's what I'm here for. If you hadn't heard it from somebody else, you're going to hear it from me. And some of the things that I'll tell you, I'm thinking, I doubt whether you have heard them from somebody else. So, let's take another trip down memory trail, which is only, 11 months ago, and just see if what I have to tell you tonight, you've heard. Some of it I know, but I don't think you've heard all of it. So let's just see. The official story of the Pulse nightclub shooting from CBS News on June the 12th, 2016. A mass shooting and hostage situation early Sunday, June 12th, 2016, at a Florida nightclub which describes itself as Orlando's hottest gay bar, left at least 50 people dead, including the gunman, of course, always the gunman, making it the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. Now, the suspect entered the Pulse nightclub, as we are told, with an assault rifle and a handgun, and began firing. And as the crime scene turned into a hostage situation, before the suspect himself was killed, police say the suspect also had an explosive device. So, first, let's take a look at the suspect. And I pulled this out of Wikipedia. The perpetrator, Omar Mir Sadiq Mateen. Yes, Omar Mateen, a 29-year-old security guard. He killed, according to this, 49 people and wounded 53 others in a terrorist attack, a hate crime, if you will, and inside the Pulse, a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, in the United States. He was eventually shot and killed by the Orlando Police Department, as dutifully as they were, after a three-hour standoff. Now, the Pulse was hosting a, quote, Latin night, unquote, and thus most of the victims were Latinos. It was both the deadliest mass shooting by a single shooter and the deadliest incident of violence against LGBTQ people in the United States history. I wonder why they picked them. Well, we'll talk about that a little bit more later. It was also the deadliest terrorist attack in the United States since the September 11th attacks in 2001. And in a 911 call, shortly after the shooting began, Mateen swore allegiance to the leaders of the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant, or ISIL. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, another one he swore allegiance to, and he said the shooting was triggered by the U.S. killing of Abu Wahib in Iraq the previous month. He later told a negotiator he was out here right now because of the American-led interventions in Iraq and in Syria, and that the negotiator should tell the United States to stop bombing ISIL. Like that's going to work. An ISIL report said Mateen may have been a patron of the nightclub and used gay dating websites and apps, but Federal Bureau of Investigation officials, unnamed of course, said they have not found any credible evidence to substantiate these claims. The Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, also conducted an investigation, and it said it found no links between ISIL and Mateen. Now, I'm going to pause just for a moment before I get to the other side of the story, and I want you to visualize something. All right, Omar Sadiq Mateen comes to a nightclub with an assault rifle and a handgun. Now, I don't know about you, but I've been to a few in my life. I don't go anymore. But even when I was going years ago, they would have bouncers there, big guys, you know. And these guys were no-nonsense kind of guys. You walk through the place, they're going to search you. Or they're going to at least be looking for something, shall I say, unusual. You mean to tell me that this clown walks in there with bouncers, usually one on each side of the door, okay? And if they didn't search him, they're at least looking for anything unusual. And they found nothing? Well, that's the first red flag of many red flags, folks, but that's okay. So think about that for a minute. But here's what I think possibly was the truth. Now, again, this is just speculation. This is just me going down my rabbit hole, rationally thinking about things in my cognitive mind, rubbing two brain cells together, going, you know what, this doesn't make sense, and neither does that, so let's add it all up and see what does. So, Omar Mateen was a security guard for GS4. And for those of you who don't know who GS4 is or is contracted by, it's Wackenhut. Now, Omar Mateen was there for 8 years. And if you don't know anything about Wackenhut, Wackenhut is a company who is the largest security firm in the world. They're very big in the prison industry, and they also are one of those contractors that brings refugees into the United States. But here's the kicker. Kind of like Larry Potts from the FBI, who was involved in the Randy Weaver shooting and is also involved in Waco, is also involved in Oklahoma City. Okay, some of the players at the top of Wackenhut were also involved with CIA operators. The former FBI director, Clarence Kelly, is a member of the board of Wackenhut. Former National Security Advisor Bobby Inman, member of the board, and former Defense Secretary Frank Carlucci, They're all those high-up officials in those same elements. Okay? I want you to think about that for a minute as we go through this. Mateen is supposedly a radical Islamic extremist. Now, it sounds like something right up Wackenut's alley with their main players. This looks like Mateen may have had a handler, similar to Tim McVeigh, whose handler was the former FBI director Larry Potts. He called him the Major. Mateen, which some of you may know, some of you may not know, Mateen was an actor. He appeared as a security guard in the movie The Big Fix, but he was also cast as the bad boy in Love City, Jalalabad, and also in the final season of Downton Abbey. He's IMDb credited, and for those of you who don't know what that means, if you're an actor and you get a credit for any part in a movie, you will be listed in the IMDb credits in Hollywood. And he was, and still is, with Love, whatever that one, Jalalabad, that one. Now, what they did shortly after, he was credited in IMDb with the movie The Big Fix, and shortly after this incident there was a big ruckus about it and people started calling that out to their attention and they removed him, but you can still find him in IMDb for the movie The Big Fix. Let's see, he was listed in the Hollywood IMDb credits as playing himself in the movie. Now, as I said, a short time after the Pulse incident, the IMDb conveniently removed his name from the movie credits, and he is still credited in the IMDb for his role in Love City, Jalalabad. However, in 2012, he also was the star in the movie World Peace. Now, Love City, Jalalabad, from what I understand, took place and was filmed in Afghanistan, and it was a movie about guys that were at war that were actually, you know, protesting for peace or trying to make peace out of a bad situation. And Omar's father, some of you may recall, Sadiq Mateen, we saw him sitting almost directly behind Hillary Clinton at one of Hillary Clinton's campaigns, of which they all disavowed this guy. They don't know how he got in there. But the truth of the matter is you can't sit that close to a political candidate unless you have some kind of a connection, which we all knew or found out, some of us did, that Sadiq Mateen was a prominent Democrat. Now, Sadiq Mateen is also a television personality, as well as appearing on the Duran Jurgis show, which I have a clip of. I'm not gonna show it tonight. But my point is this, is that Omar Mateen worked for this security firm for 8 years. He somehow was able or had the connections to appear in not one, not two, not three, but four movies. He's IMDb credited, okay? And three of the people that are sitting on the board of Wackenhut are in that same realm of people, like Larry Potts and the FBI, that were in the, I got to look it up here. The PATCOM, that's what it is, okay? The same intellectual game board as those guys. Okay, so continuing on here, I wanted to make that clear, that Mateen was an actor, but he was also in the involvement with these gentlemen who could have very easily, I'm not saying they were, I'm saying they could have very easily been handlers for this guy. But there's more to this story than just that. I have my own synopsis, my own philosophy about what happened here. And so at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to continue with this. I'm going to take a 3-minute break. When I come back, I'm going to tell you all about the equipment that still needs to be replaced in the network. Some of the things that we're trying to do behind the scenes to create money for the network, revenue stream, if you will. So stick around. More to come. Be back in three.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. It actually rained last night, but, you know, and it was 70 degrees today, which is kind of unusually cool for this time of the year, and I'm enjoying it. Anyway, want to take a few minutes out, tell you that we've still got a pledge drive going on. I'd like to invite you to pick up the phone, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. And make a donation if you can, you know, whatever you can afford, folks, 20, 50, 100 bucks, you know, some of those big whales out there. If you got an extra $1,000, drop it in. We're picking up some funds here, but there's a long way to go. And the biggest issue, there's a couple of issues that I want to share with you tonight. One of them is, I've mentioned this before, is the equipment is in bad need of replacement. And I'm looking for something here. Oh, here we go. It's in bad need of replacement. It needs to be replaced, preferably all at once, but not necessarily. But also, you know, there's John, as I said, has cut down the expense of the business, and a number of us behind the scenes are looking at different ways to generate ongoing revenue without having to do this, because trust me when I tell you that none of us like doing this. I don't like saying it, you don't like hearing it, but it's a necessary thing that has to be done. And the programming, as I said, and I've told you this before, and I know I'm boring you with it, the programming that comes out of RBN is unique. Now, I'm not saying that other networks don't touch on this or that or the other thing, but I'm talking about just the consistent flow of information all throughout the day is why I believe that RBN is the only network that the people stay tuned into from the time they get up till the time they go to bed at night. Now, as for myself, I, behind the scenes, have picked up the phone, and I don't have to do this, folks. I'm doing this because I believe in you, and I believe in RBN, okay? I believe we're a family. I've contacted some outside advertisers, and basically, I'm not an advertising guy. I'm not an advertising salesperson, but I've contacted a few of these people to find out how revenue is generated, whether it be via drop shipping or whether it be advertising they pay us or how it works, because I don't even know. I'm just kind of getting my feet wet here. But what ultimately we want to do with RBN is we want to kind of recapitulate the online store and provide products that are, you know, of value to you. Products that you can use. Like I said, I called a couple of them today. One of which I use on a regular basis, and I'm out of right now. So it's kind of, you know, I'm not desperate yet, but you know, it's getting there. So I'm trying to make a deal with these people. But also, there's another one who we're trying to negotiate, you know, how RBN would get paid and how that works. So I'm not real sure about it. The only thing I want to assert to you guys is behind the scenes, there are things that are being done. So ultimately, we don't have to do this anymore. But as it stands right now, we do. So again, I'm going to ask you to pick up the phone, dial 800-724-2719, make a donation. And when you do, tell them it's because you listened to my program. Because again, when I hit my my goal, you know, I want to stop. Also, if you want to send cash or if you want to send a check, it's 2251 Double Creek Drive, suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that's 2251 Double Creek Drive, suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And you can, of course, also go into the website at republicbroadcasting.org, hit the PayPal button, and I understand that there's a little thing in there you could depict, you know, that credit goes to Michael Herzog for me calling in, which I would appreciate, because when you do that, the closer I get to the goal of $1,500, that means that I can end this thing and you don't have to listen to me do this anymore.
Now, that in itself should be worth $1,500, folks, don't you think? And I'm just kidding, but you know, the bottom line is that yes, I believe that RBN is the focus of the future. If we're gone, where are you going to go? You know, there's other places you can go, but I don't think that you're going to get the kind of quality broadcasting and information that you're going to get from RBN, which is why the listeners have hung with us through thick and thin. And I give credit to you guys, and I'm also give credit to you guys because, as I've said before, I've had other offers from other networks, but I prefer to be at RBN, even though John and I have had our differences over the years. I prefer to be here because you guys are, of all of them, the most educated people of any of us out there. And what's interesting about it is if we go to an event, I can run into somebody I don't even know, but we're of the same mindset. Already instant friends. So thank you for listening. Pick up the phone, 800-724-2719, extension 3. Make a donation. I'll be back in 3. See you on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, and I want to get back to this Pulse nightclub shooting with the LGBTQ community, or whatever, however those initials go. There's two reasons why they picked that place. One of them is because it's to gain sympathy for the LGBTQSTUVWXYZ community, and also for gun control, as we all know that. But I'm going to go into a few different aspects, my perspectives of this, folks, and share some things with you that you may or may not know. And first, I want to go to this Orlando Medical Center, because the doctors, i.e. surgeons there, I kind of looked these guys up. Not all of them, but a few of them. The first one, his name is Dr. Matt Lube. Now, tongue-in-cheek, Lube, give me a break. Lube as in gay? I don't know. But anyway, this guy is a supposed critical care surgeon, and for the past 10 years has been. Yet on the UCF College of Medical webpage, Dr. Lube has not one review, not one. The only photos of this man on Google are after the shooting. Dr. Lube, in his 10 years of practice, has no YouTube reference on him. This guy's supposedly a world-renowned doctor. He has no YouTube. He has no speeches. He has no seminars. He has no nothing. No reviews. No nothing. It's like he came out of nowhere. Now, that's very unusual for somebody that's been in the practice for 10 years, because if you've been in the practice as a surgeon for 10 years, I guarantee you folks, you've had reviews by at least, well, I would say scores, if not hundreds, if not thousands of reviews. This guy didn't have one. The next one is Dr. Michael Cheatham. Here we go again. Cheatem, like as in cheat who? No reviews, no lectures, no talks, no YouTube videos, no nothing. He's got many photos, but they're all related to the shootings. There's only a couple of other ones that I've found on this guy not wearing medical attire. But other than that, all of the interest, all of the centering on these doctors has been on that shooting. Now, I think I know why. I'm going to share it with you a little bit later. But for now, let me go into Dr. William H. Havron. Again, we find the same thing. This man had no reviews, no lectures, no talks, no YouTube videos. Same story, no photographs, no nothing, other than the photographs that were taken at that particular scene, at that medical center. There's nothing on these guys. And it almost makes me think that these guys were plants. It almost makes me think that these guys were spooks. Now, these doctors, all of them photographed within days after the massacre. No photos of them exist prior to the massacre wearing any medical attire. There are no photos of the staff prior to the Orlando shootings in Google Images that I could find. Only one image at all of the doctors together, taken the day after the shooting. And then, of course, we remember the press conference that they had where some of the witnesses were coming forward, which I'm going to get into here in a minute. Some of the witnesses were coming forward talking about what a horrific event it was and how they just barely escaped with their lives. And one guy got shot three times and he was being interviewed in this medical center. Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about this guy in a little bit, because I did some digging on him along with a myriad of the other witnesses that they were foisting out upon us on mainstream television. So let's go there for a minute. The witnesses. One of the biggest witnesses was Christine Leononen. Now, in the video interview, this lady is not only caught reading her lines, but also she's a very poor actress. And in her crocodile tears, which I didn't see any tears, she was stating conveniently at the precise time, and then she was doing it pretending to cry, "Oh, and please, can we please do something about the assault weapons?" The emotional tearjerk trying to sway the sheeple and their attitude regarding gun control. None of the witnesses in any of the videos that I have viewed were smeared with blood, nor did any look like they were previously in any life or death situation. There was no... How would I say this, folks? There was no trauma. If you had just come out of a situation where there was a mass shooting and there was different events, different accounts of the events by these witnesses. Some say it was an assault rifle. One guy said it was a machine gun. He was saying, da, 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 da. No. According to other witnesses, that didn't happen. So their stories weren't even straight. But now I'm going to get into something that I think you're going to find very fascinating, because, as I said, I went down the rabbit hole on a number of these witnesses that were interviewed on Fox News, they were interviewed on CNN, and the multitude of the stations, okay, and I did some digging. And I think you're going to be as not maybe shocked, but aggravated as I am when I found this out. So let's start with Andrew. Oh, and by the way, as I go through these, I want to let you know that there's 10 other ones with the same interesting history that I didn't even put up here for this program, okay? Andrew Farragon Moss was interviewed by CNN with his testimony. Interestingly enough about Andrew was booked in the Palm Beach County, Florida, charged with trespassing on a construction site, and he was freed on a $3,000 bond. Angelo Emmanuel Cologne was supposedly a victim shot multiple times with an amazing 48-hour recovery. This is the guy that was interviewed by Fox News along with several other witnesses in the Orlando Medical Center. And he went on and on, and he was sitting next to the doctors. You may recall this, okay? He's the guy that miraculously escaped. He had three bullet wounds, and within 48 hours, he was walking around. Now, Angelo was booked for both a misdemeanor traffic offense of damage to property and a felony traffic offense of both DUI and causing serious bodily injury to another. I believe that was in, if I remember correctly, Orange County. Justin Barnes was interviewed by mainstream news shortly after the shootings. Justin was booked in Orange County, Florida, for he has a record of third-degree grand theft, assault on a law enforcement officer, burglary of a structure, third-degree grand theft of an auto, criminal mischief, a second third-degree grand theft, and an additional burglary of a structure. He's got a record, in short, as long as your arm. Marcus Anthony Godden was booked in Orange County, Florida. There was no date given on this, but on three counts of burglary, currently on felony probation. Nick Hornstein in Alachua Jail was the arresting agency in Gainesville, Georgia. Miguel Laiva, felony battery, arrested for driving on a suspended license, detention. He was in prison from 12-4 of 13 and 12-24 of 15, arrested on an out-of-county arrest warrant and a misdemeanor DWLS financial responsibility. I think that's not paying child support. I'm not sure. There was a second warrant issued from March 5th, 2011 until March 19th, 2015, just, less than three months before the massacre. So Miguel Laiva has been arrested six times. And from Radar Online, the headline was Cheating Death. It was an exclusive interview by Orlando survivor revealing how clubgoers outsmarted the shooter. Danielle Daltis claimed he watched his best friend Jerry Wright die in front of him. Danielle Vernon Daltis was arrested 4/26 of 14 and again on 6/26/15, and there is no reason given. Joshua McGill, deemed the Orlando shooting hero by the mainstream media, has been arrested on multiple counts in Orange County, Florida, from 11/13 of 15, driving under the influence, driving with a suspended license, second offense. Dionka D.D. Drayton, this was the black chick that was, I can't remember whether it was the one that was saying, oh, she killed my son, or she had lost a friend. It could have been the one that she claims that she lost her friend and died in her arms. She was arrested on multiple counts of sale and delivery of methamphetamine, possession of marijuana with intent to sell, possession of cocaine with intent to sell, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Plus, she had a DUI, driving on a suspended license, violation of probation, possession of cocaine. So you get the idea. She had an arrest record as long as your arm. Doritza Velez-Gorsino, the girl who supposedly held her girlfriend's hand and watched her die, was arrested the prior month, 5/8, on undisclosed charges, and her court records have since mysteriously been scrubbed. And as I said before, there are 10 more witnesses with arrest records interviewed that I didn't even include in this, but I'm thinking you're getting the idea. So this is part of, later on during the program here, I'm going to give you my conclusions of what happened here. But there's more. So, that said, you may remember a guy that was wearing, it was a shirt that looked like an American flag. And I mean, this guy was all over the place. He was being interviewed by every major network. He was helping carry the supposed wounded people into trucks and, you know, carting them off to the hospital. Interestingly enough, if you look at some of the clips of them putting people in trucks, the trucks are going the wrong way. Okay, the medical center was only two blocks from the Pulse nightclub, and people would walk by where the camera was, similar to this false flag, chemical event in Syria with the white hats. And as soon as they would think that they were out of camera range or camera shot angle, they would put the guy down and let him walk away. But getting back to this guy with the American flag shirt, he was interviewed as Christopher Hansen. But I'm sorry, Christopher, you're busted. Because his real name is Bjorn Jiskut. This guy was seen, as I said, in several interviews. I counted at least a half a dozen. He was wearing the American flag shirt. He was assisting the so-called victims, and he was literally everywhere. This man's real name is Bjorn Jiskut, and he has 40 IMD movie credits. In other words, he's a major actor, folks. He has been acting for the last, I don't know, 15 years or so. But 40 IMDb credits is very difficult to do unless you are a professional, very good actor. Quite impressive, I have to say. Luis Burbano, another actor that is accredited with no less than 4 IMDb performances in movies. He was interviewed as a supposed survivor on Fox News by Megyn Kelly. A Fox reporter by the name of Patience Carter, who claims to have been a survivor, was interviewed numerous times, and she's an aspiring movie actress. Chris Enzo, yet another actor, interviewed multiple times, claiming to be a survivor with his website containing his acting portfolio on Instagram.com/ChrisEnzo/actor. Jeanette McCoy, IMDb credited print model actress, and Juan Orego, a print model and aspiring actor. So you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 actors that I can count, and you've got a number of people that are have been arrested many, many times, and also some with pending charges on them. So I'm adding this all up here, folks, okay? But before I tell you what my synopsis is, I'm going to give you some observations here. With hundreds of people inside, the question is, where is all the footage of the actual gun battle? Everybody these days has an iPhone. Everybody can film. There was supposedly a 3-hour standoff in there, but not one single video. Think about that for a minute. The bar itself makes a tweet that says there's a gunman inside, run away. Now that makes no sense unless you're trying to create more of a storyline. Another thing you might want to think about is, where were the dead bodies? Where was the blood? Where were the bouncers? How did this guy get in? I saw clips of people laying out there in the front, but I saw absolutely no blood. Now, again, similar to the camera footage of the alleged Assad gassing victims opening their eyes when thinking they were out of camera range, people you see being moved by these supposed good Samaritans, like the one in the American flag shirt, are clearly not traumatized by the event. There are some being carried that, thinking that they're out of camera range, they are put down and walk on their own without help, while the people that were carrying them are laughing. 50 people supposedly dead and another 50 injured, yet there are no body bags, there are no gurneys, there are no gurneys of bodies being rolled out. People supposedly shot and being carried down the street that have no blood on them at all. And the question that I pose is, how can a 150-pound man carry an assault rifle into a club and a gun when bouncers are at the door checking for weapons? The bodies outside laying on the ground and being attended to have no blood on their person whatsoever, none. The reports say the shooter called 911 and claimed allegiance to ISIL during the attack. Now, next question, does that sound like something an active shooter would pause to do? Think about that for a moment. If you're in there, when you've got an assault rifle and you're shooting up a nightclub, are you going to say to these people, oh, hold on a minute, I got to make a phone call? Not only is he making the phone call, he is on with 911 and he's talking to a negotiator, okay, supposedly holding hostages. It doesn't make any sense. Now, in the video, the mayor, Buddy Dyer, is making a statement to the press, and there is a police officer behind him, actually it was more than one, trying to contain a noticeable and repeated smirk on his face. One of them was just absolutely, he was just outright laughing. How do you do that in an event of this magnitude unless they knew it was staged? To shoot 50 people, several of them reportedly repeated times, plus be caught in a 3-hour shooting standoff with all those police, according to the official story, the question has to be asked, how much ammunition was this guy carrying? So, the summation, the mainstream media, the police, the mayor of Orlando, the alleged medical staff in the Orlando Medical Center were all in collusion in fabricating this alleged event. Think about that. I've got more when we get back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick around. More to come.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. So the mainstream media, the police, the mayor of Orlando, Buddy Dyer, the alleged medical staff in the Orlando Medical Center were all in collusion in fabricating this alleged event. The motive? Well, obviously just another bullet in the government's justification for passing more stringent gun control and, at minimum, an assault weapons ban, and, of course, gaining the attention for the LGBTQ community. But ask yourself, why the cooperation? Well, let me explain that one to you. First, let's go with the felonious witnesses. It is entirely plausible. Well, let's face it, on a drill like this, the government has to spend money. But they could kill a number of birds with one stone, and the felonious witnesses would be one of them. It is entirely plausible that these witnesses were given a deal to scrub or drop charges against them in exchange for playing a role in what was likely told them was a drill, and also had them sign non-disclosures. Now, the aspiring actor and actress witnesses, well, that's an easy one, folks, because I've been an actor, all right, and actors are always looking for roles. And anytime you get a paid acting role, that's money in your pocket, and it's a credit to you. So struggling actors are always seeking the role, simply to gain exposure. They were likely paid well for their performance and, again, told to sign non-disclosures. But here's the big kicker, folks, okay? The Orlando Medical Center, which a lot of people are not aware, and I'm going to share a few snippets. I'm not going to read it all. But both on May 19th of 2015 and on July 21st of 2015, there were two separate multi-million dollar lawsuits filed against the Orlando Medical Center. One was filed by the federal government. The other was filed by the law firm Carlson, Hicks, and Eidson. The loss of either two of those suits would likely have bankrupted the Orlando Medical Center. And my discernment tells me that it was likely the government saw this as an opportunity to offer the medical center a deal. If they play ball, the feds make the suit go away and possibly settle the other suit for the center on their behalf. This, folks, would be prime motivation for the medical center to go along with this scheme. Not to mention the fact that if the real doctors in there did not want to play ball, then they could just substitute and put spooks in there, put some green scrubs on them, and make them look like doctors. I'm not saying that this is what happened. I'm saying it's likely that it probably did. Now, that being said, let me take a trip here. The law firm of Carlson, Hicks, and Eidson, as I said, they filed a lawsuit against them in 2015. And let's see if I can pull it up here. Get it for you in a minute. Try to figure out what it's all about. And let's see. It'll be up here in a minute. Here we go. More than 20 defendants named in the lawsuit. July 21st, 2015. Coral Gables firm Carlson, Hicks, and Eidson filed a medical negligence complaint in the Ninth Judicial Circuit Court in Orange County, Florida today on behalf of Vincent Chambers against approximately 20 defendants, including Orlando Regional Medical Center, for failure to diagnose tuberculosis, which ultimately caused Chambers to become paralyzed from the waist down. There's the music. I'll be back up to the top of the hour. Stick around. More to come.
Nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.